This podcast replay is brought to you by Vape and Smoke Shop in West Pines. Mention the Big O Show. Get 10 to 20% off the entire store. Call them 954-613-3367 or visit on social media at VSS West Pines.
Hey, baseball-wise, first of all, Dodgers did not choke it up. They won yesterday, tied up the series to 3-3. But I was thinking about this. Aren't they both choking dogs, Atlanta and the Dodgers, right? Because you think about it, Atlanta wins divisions all the time. They go to the playoffs all the time. They got one title. That's it.
Yeah, but they got a bunch of division winning flags, you know?
No, it's great.
They got like 13, what was it, 13, 14, 15 of them in
straight,
a row?
Yeah, yeah. No, they've got enough flags that go all the way around the stadium. They just have one World Series title. So it's like with all that pitching and everything they've had over the years, they come up short all the time. Dodgers haven't won since, what, 88? And since the Hershiser year, and they have been perennial chokers. I know that Ian Anderson is pitching so far. They haven't announced a Dodger pitcher. I can tell you it won't be Clayton Kershaw. That's all I'm going to say. All right? And Los Cheating Bastards have been eliminated. Tampa Bay. You know, I've always joked around with Tampa Bay and Oakland that they can't win a World Series because they don't use money with Moneyball. Right? But Tampa's now in position for it. They can pull off what Kansas City and Miami did in 03, win a championship with a group of players that you're not going to keep together. Yeah!
On this strike-shortened year, and actually watch Buck Showalter talk about it, the way they had 12 guys in their bullpen or whatever, this or that, absolutely brilliant what the Rays did this year and how they set up their roster and the pitching and the different looks each guy has. Phenomenal job.
Every year the Rays prove that they have some of the best baseball people in the business because they get more out of less, like the A's, than anybody. Those two teams don't spend, and yet they're really competitive every single year. Super impressive. But I want to thank the Rays because nothing would be worse than watching the Astros in the World Series. Nothing would be more disgusting than watching the Astros win the World Series because they don't deserve that kind of karma. So I'm glad that the proper karma took over. And by the way, Charlie Morton with a 0.7 postseason ERA the last 2 years. Last year, 0.90. This year, 0.57. Are you effing kidding me? Wow. That's
I think
impressive.
The only fans in baseball that were going for the Astros were Astro fans, correct?
Everybody else. Even some of them got off. Yep.
Well, some of them that probably felt bad about how the team was up in everybody's face about, so we cheated.
Yeah.
You know, and that basically that was their attitude.